முருகனார்ஸ் லிட்டரரி லெகசி. ஸ்ரீ ரமண சந்நிதி முறை வாஸ் கம்போஸ்ட் பை ஸ்ரீ முருகனார் ஆஸ் அன் அவுட்போரிங் ஆஃப் டிவோஷன் தட் எம்பாடிஸ் தி டீச்சிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் குரு ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகர்ஷி. ஸ்ரீமதி டி ஆர் கனகம்மாள் ஹேட் தி கிரேட் பிரிவிலேஜ் ஆஃப் கம்மிங் டு ஸ்டே வித் ஸ்ரீ பகவான் இன் 1946 அண்ட் அன்டில் 1973 ஷி ஆல்சோ விட்னஸ்ட் த ஒன் பாயிண்ட் டிவோஷன் தட் ஸ்ரீ முருகனார் ஹேட் ஃபார் ஹிஸ் குரு. For many years after Bhagavan's Mahasamadhi, she served Muruganar and was taught by him all the salient teachings of their master, most of which were embedded into Muruganar's poems. In her book, Cherished Memories, Sri T.R. Kanakammal describes the extraordinary greatness of Sri Ramana Sannidhi Murai. Sri Ramana Sannidhi Murai is a work of unparalleled beauty and immeasurable depth of meaning. Sannidhi Murai is a Tamil word meaning listing out one's grievances in the presence of God. In other words, it is a form of poetry in which the devotee prays to the Almighty and begs for his indulgence. The same phrase can also be translated as a set of rules for the conduct of worship in the Divine Presence. The author of this work, Sri Muruganar, a highly learned Tamil scholar of eminence and a poet. More importantly, Muruganar was an ardent devotee of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. His was an absolute and unconditional surrender at the feet of Bhagavan, so much so that he could not even think of any other deity. Sri Ramana Sannidhi Murai is in praise of Bhagavan. It captivated the hearts of Bhagavan's devotees to such an extent that they used to memorize long passages from the book and recite them in Bhagavan's presence. In the olden days, Saivite saints used to compose hymns on the presiding deities of every temple they visited. All these hymns were gathered together and compiled into what came to be called the Panniru Thirumurai. Panniru means 12 in Tamil. These hymns are all inspired poetry of the highest order. The sweetness of language and the beauty of expression are such that these songs have survived all these years, inspiring generation after generation of Lord Shiva's devotees. Apart from the Panniru Thirumurai, there are a number of individual Sannidhi Murais sung by various poets through the ages. Even in modern times, the practice of composing Sannidhi Murai continues. The Thiruporur Sannidhi Murai was composed by Sri Chidambara Swami in recent times. When Muruganar composed the Ramana Sannidhi Murai, the present edition of Ramana Sannidhi Murai contains 540 lines of Ramana Puranam. Sri Ramana Sannidhi Murai recitation hosted by Sri Ramanashramam. Therefore, he was only continuing a well-established tradition. The Ramana Sannidhi Murai, however, has some unique characteristics which set it apart from all other Sannidhi Murais. The songs in the Panniru Thirumurai were sung by several different poets at several different temples over a long period of time. The Ramana Sannidhi Murai, except for the 12th chapter, is the work of a single poet, with all the poems extolling the praises of a single deity. Moreover, Sri Muruganar has included some songs in verse forms that are not found in the Panniru Thirumurai. The crowning glory of the Ramana Sannidhi Murai is the chapter describing the extraordinary power of Bhagavan's glance of grace, Kannokkam. Bhagavan had the power to transport a devotee to a higher plane through a mere glance of his eyes. Sri Muruganar tells us that a single glance from Bhagavan's eyes can grant liberation to a devotee and free him from the cycle of birth and death. The story of how Ravana Sannidhimurai came to be written is very interesting. Even before his first visit to Thiruvannamalai, Sri Muruganar had developed a very high regard for Bhagavan, hearing about him from his devotees and from reading Bhagavan's works. Every time he read the Thiruvachakam, a devotional song composed by the poet saint Manikavachakar, Muruganar would be filled with the longing that just as Manikavachakar had found a suitable guru, he too should have the good fortune to find a guru soon. It was in this state of mind that Muruganar came to Thiruvannamalai. On reaching Thiruvannamalai, Muruganar went to the Arunachaleshwara temple to thank God for making his trip to Thiruvannamalai possible. While in the temple, he felt that he should take some suitable offering for Bhagavan. So, he sat down in the temple hall and composed a decade of verses and took it with him to Ramanashramam. These are the 10 verses known as the Desika Padigam. In Tamil and Sanskrit, the word Desika means guru. Upon entering the ashrama, Muruganar was assailed by doubts. He felt that he was ignorant about the etiquette to be followed when meeting a great sage. As Muruganar stood hesitating at the entrance to the hall, Bhagavan himself came out of the hall and came towards the spot where Muruganar was standing. It was as if the guru had come to welcome his disciple. The sight of Bhagavan took Muruganar's breath away. For a few minutes, he just stood there, drinking in Bhagavan's form with his eyes. Suddenly, he remembered the verses he had written. He took out the piece of paper and tried to read from it, but his eyes were flooded with tears and his voice was choked with emotion. He was incapable of reading anything. In the end, Bhagavan himself had to take the paper from Muruganar's hands and read the verses himself. So great was Bhagavan's compassion for his devotee that he took the trouble to read all the 10 verses standing at the entrance of the hall, while the author of those verses just stood and gazed at him. Afterwards, Muruganar would write poems once in a while and lay them at Bhagavan's feet. Upon reading one of these poems, Bhagavan significantly remarked with grace, "These lines are just like the verses in Manikavachaka's Thiruvachakam. Why don't you write some more verses like these? If you continue to compose verses in the same way, you can write another Thiruvachakam." Hearing these words, Muruganar was overcome by emotion. He was so moved by Bhagavan's confidence in him that he broke down. Through his sobs, he stammered, "Bhagavan, in your compassion, you have compared me to the great poet saint. It is true that you are the Lord Shiva himself, but I am a worthless creature. I am not worthy of being compared to Manikavachakar. Where is the shining star and where is the firefly? I am not capable of emulating Manikavachakar, on whom divine grace had descended in abundance." Bhagavan listened to Muruganar but did not answer in words. His only response was a long, deep look into Muruganar's eyes. This one glance was powerful enough to inspire in him the confidence to start writing poetry of rare beauty. He started composing verses regularly. Coming to know of this, a devotee, N.R. Krishnamurti Iyer, said to him, "These poems are quite good and it would be a good idea to systematically compile them into a Sannidhimurai." Thus, the Ramana Sannidhimurai started taking shape. Muruganar firmly believed that Bhagavan made use of him as an instrument for the creation of this work. Several stanzas in Ramana Sannidhimurai bring out this idea. Bhagavan's glance of grace had the power to uplift a person and impart spiritual knowledge. Through more than 30 verses titled Thirukannokam, Divine Glance, Muruganar describes the power of Bhagavan's glance of grace and ends each verse with a plea for the bestowal of this glance on devotees. The composition of Ramana Puranam. The Ramana Sannidhimurai of Muruganar has been modeled on the Tiruvachakam of Manikavachakar. The very first chapter in Tiruvachakam is a very beautiful one, titled Sivapuranam. But the first edition of the Ramana Sannidhimurai did not contain an equivalent chapter. Muruganar wanted to correct this inadequacy, and so he started composing that chapter. He had written some lines when he was suddenly assailed by doubts regarding the appropriate title for this particular chapter. As Muruganar had followed the model of Tiruvachakam, he should have given the same title for this chapter also. But he wanted to name it Ramana Puranam instead of Sivapuranam to signify that these songs were in praise of the living God, Sri Ramana. He also felt obliged to copy the original in every detail. Unable to come to a decision, Muruganar gathered up the papers of this unfinished chapter and laid the bundle at Bhagavan's feet. He did not say anything to Bhagavan about the confusion in his mind and left the hall. It was evening by the time he returned to the hall again. As soon as Muruganar entered the hall, Bhagavan beckoned him close, gave him back the bundle of papers and said, "Have a look at the papers." Immediately, Muruganar opened the bundle and started reading. One glance was enough. Muruganar was speechless with surprise. He had not mentioned his confusion to Bhagavan. Neither had he asked for Bhagavan's advice. But the master had answered the disciple's unspoken question in the most unmistakable manner. At the top of the page was the title Ramana Puranam. Not only that, Bhagavan had written Ramana Puranam on top of every single page. And moreover, he had added many more lines of poetry to Muruganar's own composition. When the second edition of Ramana Sannidhimurai was prepared for publication, Muruganar added the Ramana Puranam. While checking the proofs, Muruganar made a mark in the text and added a footnote saying that only a portion of this chapter had been his work and that the rest of the lines beyond the mark had been composed by Sri Bhagavan himself. After correcting the proofs, Muruganar handed over the copy to Bhagavan and requested him to check it. Bhagavan noticed the mark Muruganar had made and read the footnote. At once, he turned to Muruganar and said, "So, only this portion is Bhagavan's, is it?" These words had shattering effect on Muruganar. He fell at Bhagavan's feet and sobbed, "Bhagavan, what a grave mistake I have made. Please forgive me. I have not done anything at all. It is all your work. Every single line of poetry owes its existence to your infinite grace." The mark and the footnote were removed immediately. This incident is sufficient proof that the Ramana Sannidhimurai was composed only by the grace of Bhagavan Sri Ramana. The Upadesa Undiyar adorns the central portion of the Ramana Sannidhimurai. The Bhagavad Gita, which is the essence of Sri Krishna's teachings, is at the heart of the Mahabharata. Similarly, the Upadesa Undiyar, which was later translated into Sanskrit, Telugu and Malayalam by Bhagavan as Upadesa Saram. The essence of Bhagavan's teachings forms the central portion of the Ramana Sannidhi Murai. In this beautiful song, Bhagavan has condensed the lessons taught by all the Upadeshas and set them down in one comprehensive poem. Incidentally, the Upadesa Undiyar is the only work composed in the form of a book by Bhagavan. The Ramana Sannidhi Murai has yet another distinction. Bhagavan has stated that it is equal to the Tiruvachakam in all respects. Bhagavan has given his endorsement in the form of a poem.